I'm going to bring up Ricardo. And Ricardo and I started meeting. I don't even know how we got hooked up. That's weird, isn't it? I don't even know how we got hooked up, but somehow I ran into Ricardo. But at any rate, so he asked me if we could meet. I said, sure. Well, the first meeting we had, he brought his book, and he thought he was ready to roll, man. I mean, he was hot on it. He said, I've read the book. I'm ready to go through it. So as I always do all of them, I mean, I'm not picking on you. I said, give me the four diversity of tongues. And he went, I said, we'll start from the beginning. And we'll go through the book. But the point is this. That's where he started from. And when I hear him teach, it just blows me away. Because it's not what I've done. It's what the Holy Spirit has done in him. Amen. See, everybody was saying, Elvin Craig, I didn't do any of this. This is none of my doing. This is all that have been God's doing. It's been the Holy Ghost doing. Everything that we do, everything we reach out, all the stuff that we do, it is not, I don't sit at home and go, yeah, that's a good idea. No, I'm in my prayer time and he goes, now do this and do that. And when I come here, I do it and y'all go, man, I'm not the author of it. But the point is this. Ricardo started. He was being discipled. He came here and he began to listen. And then he began to teach. And I just want you to know that we're not bringing in a substitute for me tonight. We're bringing in someone who has established himself in the Word of God. So, Ricardo, come on up and bring us the Word.
Well, can you guys hear me well?
Yes.
Awesome. Let me see if I can figure this out really quick. Again, just like last time, I had a message, and last time the devil was kind of playing with me, and God was like, no, son, you know, that's not what I want you to preach. This time, actually, the message is right. God is so good. But unfortunately, I went the extra mile, and I make my slides beautifully, because I'm the kind of person that I like to see. I need to see what people are saying so I can understand better, you know, because I have a lot of scriptures. And so we're going to dig deep on it. So be ready, because we only have 30 minutes, so I'm going to run. Also, first of all, I want to honor Pastor, because everybody said their words, you know, about you, what you said about your what happened with God with you. Like how God brought you, you know, like you're being united with God in love. You know, that's what I'm talking about my message today. My message is how the purpose of God is to unite all things through Christ Jesus to him, because everything was created for him, through him, and by him. Yes. So that's the point of my message, and I love that. I love that you just say it. Everything you just said is what God does. Mm-hmm. And it is not, you thought like your life was going bad, but actually God was always behind you. And it's not to just bring you in, but to bring your kids too. Amen. You know, it's the big picture. God is always looking at the big picture, and I love that about him. And I want to honor Pastor, because last time that I was here, you know, two Thursdays ago, Pastor was talking about, I love the way he teaches us, like the way he always points us not to his teaching, mm-hmm. not to somebody else's teaching, but to Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that's what I love about this ministry. I love that this ministry actually lets other people teach. He actually walks what he preaches, and he preaches what he walks.
Amen.
I love that. And I love to see that he corrects himself, because I heard him say, you know what, this is not actually true. And I remember one time I preached about it. And he corrected himself in front of us. Mm-hmm. And that's humbling.
Amen.
That's really like something that us Christians, we should not be afraid or ashamed to say, like, you know what, I made a mistake. This was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But now my heart is in a different place. And I've seen him taking things that are according to the Word of God from different pastors, and him making his own style of those things. And I love to see that, because that seems to me like he is after God.
Mm-hmm.
He is not after just a better message, or how can I improve myself? He's about praising God in everything he does.
Amen.
Anyway, also I want to honor my wife, because I think like everything that is happening right now in our life, and with everything that God is doing in our life, is really because she pulled the chain on me. Like, hey, come on, let's do it. Let's do this. Let's get on it fully and all the way in. And I'm so thankful for you, baby. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Okay, guys. First of all, I'm going to tell you, like, we all know, and if we don't, let's go to it. Like, we know, like, God is a spirit. According to John 4:24, it's God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth. God is love. 1 John 4:8, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. God is holy. Leviticus 11:44. I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. Okay? So if we know that, to me, if God is love, if God is a spirit and God is holy, God for me is the perfect, holy image of love. Okay? So, and remember, God is a spirit. He is not a feeling. He's not an emotion. Even though we can experience him, because he wants to make himself experience, he wants us to experience him. And fortunately and unfortunately, we have to experience things through our feelings and our emotions in this body. But we can experience him with our feelings and our emotions, but he is not it.
Yes.
He is a spirit, and he just is around us, and we can have fellowship, and we can worship him, and we can feel his presence near to us, right?
Amen.
So there's an image that I want to show you, because usually we think about love and we see a big red heart, right? And well, that is not what I want to see love like anymore. Jesus, come on. All right, let's see. Play it.
All right.
I'm sorry. I want to see.
And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
I don't know if you can see this.
This
is Revelation 4.
And there was a rainbow.
This is just an image, a little bit of how digital image of how God looks like, right? From John. So you can just go to YouTube and Google it yourself, because we don't have much time. But I just want to bring it to you guys, because if you see that, the roaring, the thunder, the jasper, the rainbow, all these things, that's the way I see the love of God.
Amen.
The love of God is powerful. It is not a heart. It is not a angel with an arrow or whatever it is. No, that is the love that the world has. But the love of God is way bigger and deeper than all these things.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
All right, let's continue to this. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Jesus said that he is one with God. We know that, right?
Yes.
And John 10:30 says, I and the Father are one. In Colossians 2:9, he says, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily.
Yes.
So everything, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, everything is in him. If you put, let's say, you think about a spirit, it's like air. Actually, the word pneuma is air, right? If you think about God, it's like a spirit, and then Holy Spirit and Jesus, it's all together. Everything that you saw, the image, the roaring thunder, everything is what Jesus has inside of him. All that love, that's what he radiates love to everybody.
Yes.
Not only Jesus is one with God, but Jesus is the exact radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. That's in Hebrews 1:3. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he holds the universe by the word of his power. After making purifications for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus is the physical image of God's perfect love. Okay? Jesus has seen and experienced the glory of the Father, the glory of the love of God, the glory of being one with God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 17:24, Jesus says, Father, I desire that they also who you have given me may be where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you love me before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
The glory of Jesus was the love of God since the very beginning of the foundation of the world. Everything, the power, everything, all the good things that we know about Jesus, all the perfect love that Jesus has is because he is the perfect everything. Like all, just think about all this thunder and power and rainbow and jasper and the eyes of fire. Just think about it, like all around Jesus, but consumed in one body. The love of God is in Jesus, and Jesus is in us, right? Christ in us, the hope of glory. Glory means honor, splendor, radiance, and an unspoken manifestation of God.
Praise the Lord.
So God doesn't want only that we know, only to know about his love. He wants us to, and he doesn't want us to just know about his love, to keep it for us. Not as knowledge only. He wants us to have a relationship with him, to experience it, so we can, so his love, the radiance of his love, Christ in us, can flow from us. Okay? Okay, there is a big difference between the love of the world and the love of God.
Yeah.
And we can tell that we know people that are not saved. There's a lot of very good people that are not saved, but still, they are not saved. And we know where they go. They can be the nicest person in the world. We know where they go if they don't accept Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Yep.
Says his word, not my word. Says his word.
Amen.
Okay? So I'm going to make a distinction between the two. One hand, we have agape love, which is the love of God, perfect love. And the love of the world is phileo love.
Mm-hmm.
Phileo love. Okay. Agape love is in the spirit. Phileo love is in the flesh. Agape love is charity. Charity, like, just think about the word. When you do charity, when you give something to somebody, you're not, you're giving it out of your the goodness of your heart. You're not expecting anything in return.
Yes.
Phileo love is loan, is borrowed. You know, like, yeah, I'm going to help you. I'm going to let you borrow money, but you have to pay me back. Okay? Agape love thinks only on the benefit of others. While the phileo love thinks on only on the, thinks on the benefiting others while benefiting himself. Okay?
Preach,
the agape love is selfless. Phileo love is selfish.
Preach.
Agape love is permanent. Phileo love is partial.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Agape love is a thermostat. Phileo love is a thermometer.
Wow.
The reason what I'm saying that is if you are in phileo love, if everything is going bad around your life, you just pick up the temperature and you follow whatever is going through in your life. But when you are in the love of God, you become a thermostat. Everything, hell can be loose around your life and people can be just screaming in your house and you know what, you are just, Father, I thank you for the peace in my house. Father, I thank you that every single person in my house will serve you. Things like that. The thermostat makes an atmosphere. But the thermometer picks up the temperature around it. Okay? Agape love is Jesus. Phileo love is Adam. Okay? Perfect. And this is the big difference. In Luke 6:36, he says, 33-36, he says, Jesus says, love your enemies. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that for you?
Amen.
For even sinners do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you?
That's right.
Even sinners lend to sinners
mm-hmm.
to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good. Lend expecting nothing in return.
Amen.
I'm going to repeat that. Lend expecting nothing in return.
Amen.
Love expecting nothing in return.
Amen.
And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
For he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. So when we go and pray for people, and we're casting out devils and all this stuff, we are declaring, like, so Jesus, as Jesus is, so we are.
Yes.
But when he says, love your enemies, be kind to the ungrateful and to the evil, be merciful. So as Jesus is, yes, there you are too. You should be too, okay? It's not today, yes, Lord, tomorrow, I don't know, I don't think so. And Ephesians 3:14-21, this says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he might grant you to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, Amen. May have the strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God." So this is scripture at the end on 18 and 19. You know, it's kind of confusing because he goes to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, and the depth. And then he says, and to know the love of Christ. So what he's saying is he wants you to comprehend and to know what is the depth and the height and the breadth and the length of the love of God, so that the fullness of God, so that you might be filled with the fullness of God. And actually, I went through the Greek on these scriptures, and comprehend is the word katalambano, which is two words. It's a composition of two words. It's kata and lambano. So it means aggressively take. So comprehend means aggressively take, making it one's own.
Amen.
Own it. Own it. God wants you to own it. He doesn't want you to just know about it. He wants you to own it. And the other word is to know. Know is specific. The word over there is specifically through personal experience. And for example, it's in Luke 1:34. Mary the Virgin said to the angel, "How will this be since I don't know, I don't ginosko, a man?" So what she was saying, like, I don't know, not that she didn't know men. She knew men, but she didn't know intimately a man. So that's what God wants us to know with his word. This is why in the scripture says, I want that you, being rooted and grounded in love, have the strength to comprehend and to know the love of Christ. So he wants us to know his love, to make it our own, and to have a personal relationship with him. Okay?
Amen.
Ephesians. Now to him who... I'm sorry. Ephesians 3:20-21. Is to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. According to the power at work within us. To him be the glory, the radiance of God, unspoken manifestation of God, in the church and in Christ Jesus through all the generations. So to me, this verse is saying, according to the power of love that works within us, right? This power of God is the glory. To him be the glory because of all this power that we're given away through healing and delivering people, not because of power of healing and deliverance, because we love him. Mm-hmm. And it's his love that is healing him, that is making them whole.
Amen.
It is not our power.
Amen.
It was never our power. So when I hear ministries like, "Yo, you have power and you have power," you know what? Yes, we do have power and dominion. But everything comes from the love of God.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So here is just say, like, God, according to the power of work within us, which is for us to go out and express the radiance of his love, the manifestation of his love. Simple. Go somewhere and, like, "Hey," they're like, "How are you doing? God bless you. You know what? Jesus loves you." Simple. You don't have to preach the gospel there all the time. It is, I believe that God wants you to say 10,000 times, you know what, Jesus loves you, and I hope, like, Jesus cares for you. And you can say that to 10 people instead of just preaching the gospel to one. I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but what I'm saying is, like, there are so many opportunities. We don't have to be pastors. We don't have to be ministers. We are Christians, Christ in us. We have the power of God. We need to be, whatever God does, we do it.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Colossians 3, 12 to 17. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgive each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must also forgive. And above all these things, put on love.
Amen.
Love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the New King James Version. It says, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
Yes.
Okay? And it says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. That's key. Be thankful. Praise God all the time. Thank Him for everything. Thank Him that you're breathing. Thank Him that you have a car. Thank Him that there's people dying right now, and we are here.
Amen.
Whatever our condition is, we are here. There's people dying. So let's be thankful to God. And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. Fellowship. Fellowship is key. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Fellowship with God. Singing psalms and hymns to God with thankfulness in your hearts to God. With thankfulness. With thankfulness. So it is not like, oh, God, again, I'm coming here because I have another problem. So what are we going to do about this? That is not fellowship with God. That is putting your complaint in a box of that says complaints, and trust me, God is not reading it.
Amen.
He cares about your situation, but He is like, why are you complaining? I already fixed it.
Yes.
It's already done. If you walk in my love, you will see that it's already done.
Amen.
Another one, that's we were talking about the things that we are taught here in Dominion Training Center is fasting, prayer, worship, meditation by assimilation, and speaking in another tongues. Five different things that we do all the time,
mm-hmm.
so we can have communion with God.
Amen.
And trust me, guys, it works.
Amen.
It works. It works.
Yes,
God
it
is so good.
Hallelujah.
And it is not about our works. It's about Him. It's like He's longing for us to come to Him.
Amen.
He's longing for it. But the thing is, we come to Him thinking that, you know what, I'm just going to see if He answers. And he's like, no, come with expectancy. I'm going to answer. But he's like, 5 minutes, God. Like, you're, like, I already pray in the spirit 30 minutes. I thought you were going to be here already, you know? And it's not like that. That is like, son, come on. Like, I am developing you. I am patience. Like, clearly you don't have patience. Let me develop your heart to seek me for the fullness of myself, not for what you are lacking. Okay, let's go to Ephesians. That's actually the whole gathering together of the message. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will.
Hallelujah.
So remember, it's according to the purpose of His will. That's what He wanted. He predestined us for adoption. So God gave me this vision, like since the moment like my mom was pregnant, God gave me a vision of my mom being pregnant and I was in her belly. And Jesus was already with adoption form. Like, ready for me to sign it. Like, son, when are you going to be born, man? Like, come on, pop out. So I need you to fill up. I need you to come back to me.
Awesome.
You know? And maybe 15 years, I walked away from Him.
Amen.
I spoke bad about Him. And Jesus still was with the form behind me. Like, son, I love you. I love you. You know what? I don't care about you. I don't care about you. Like, I have drugs. I have whatever. I'm having fun. You're just gonna live in me, son. I love you, and you know what? There's peace here. Everything you're looking for is here. And naturally, now when I go out and I see people that are not saved, or even if they are saved, I just see like if there's like a big hand with paper and a seal behind them, you know? And it is amazing to see, because I know that it's God is just seeking after us, after our hearts, you know? It's amazing to see how God always, since the very beginning, like, that's the patience, that's true love. Think about it. To me, 15, actually, I truly got saved on 2010. So 20-something years. 20-something years, he waited for me patiently.
Amen.
And you know what? He doesn't hold grudges.
Amen.
He never tells me, remember what you did, what I got you out of? Mm-hmm. He never says that to me.
Amen.
He says to me, son, you know what? You're perfect.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
I love you. And that's so another image that he gave me. We measure perfection in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how I can explain it.
Yeah.
So let's paint a line. Like, let's paint it this way better. Let's think like it's a line right here.
Mm-hmm.
This life, this side is perfection.
Mm-hmm.
This side is sin, darkness, separation from God. So when we are in Christ, we live here.
Yes.
We are not here trying to come to Christ and then, I messed it up, I sinned, and you retrace.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that.
It
doesn't work like that. It's like, oh, I'm doing good. I'm volunteering. I give people food. You know, like, I'm being a nice person. I didn't curse today. I blessed somebody. Oh, but I messed it up with my daughter. I don't think God loves me. It's not that way. The thing we work is we're in perfection. And even if we mess up, his perfection is too big. It's like, we cannot even go this way. We can't even go to sin anymore. We stay here, guys.
Yeah.
We are perfect and beloved. We are holy, blameless, and above reproach, no matter what happens. And remember, we are not backsliding. We are not. We cannot. Like this, the deep of his love, the deepness and the height and the length of his love is way too big for us to mess up around and go back all the way back. We can. He loves us way too much. Ah, thank you, God. And it says, verse 6, to the praise of his glorious grace. His glorious grace is his perfect love, which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. The riches of his grace is, think about all this love. It's like we cannot even think about it. We try to think about the universe, you know, and we see videos. I'm pretty sure like so many of you have been in conferences where the pastor tells you like, this is the earth, this is you, this is the sun, this is the other planets, and they teach you how small we are.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we like, that is nothing compared to the love of God. Still is nothing compared to the love of God. And it says, verse 8, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight.
Hallelujah.
Making known to us the mystery of his will according to his power. The mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time. This is the mystery according to his purpose. To unite all things, things in heaven and things on earth, in him. That is his purpose. Through his love, we are all united in his love. The more we grow in his love, we are already in his love. We are already united. Like we were last Friday in a dinner, and we met with people that we prayed with them once, you know, and we went to a mall and prayed for people, and they invited more people that they have been going to the mall with. So at the end of the day, somehow we have been in the same places. You know, so to me, God brought that, like, you see, son, all of them are in me. And all of them you already knew. All of them somehow, somewhere, I already have you plugged in.
Connected.
Yeah, you're already connected.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow you're already connected in me. You know, like, that's my purpose for you. And it says, according to the riches of his grace, he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making unto us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in heaven and things on earth. He says, for this reason, verse 15, for this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards the saints, I do not cease to give thanks to you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, might give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Who is him? He is love. He is the fullness of the expression of love. God doesn't want us to love as the world loves. God wants us, like, everything we do is for them and for his glory. Like, if there's anything in your heart that is telling you, you know what, I am a nice person because I'm doing this, you are in phileo love. Amen. Everything that we do, everything you do, you have no expectations from that person at all. You're not expecting anything from it. Because everything that you're doing, it's not, you're not even expecting from God, because the reason why you're doing it is because God is in you. Amen. God already gave you the power to do that. Holy Spirit gave you the empowerment to go out and pray for the people. Mm-hmm. So all these things we are thinking about, so I can do this, I need to do this, so I can have a good relationship like this. And it's not that way. I have to have a great relationship like this, so it can, the power and the love flows from him to us through others.
Amen. Good word.
And last thing, it is very simple. Like, really, like, to me, it was like, God, I cannot believe that I've been missing it out all the time. All this time, like, I mean, I know his word. I know your word. It's like, yes, son, but you don't know me. You didn't know me. Now you know me a little bit better. That's why you're getting it. And it's like, yeah, God, because, like, yeah, I pray, you know, and I know the scriptures, and I can quote them well, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yes, son, but the thing is, can you come over here, baby, really quick? Just, it's an example. Really small, really quick. An example is what I'm doing with God, what I was doing with God is, hey, man, you know what? Hey, nice meeting you. You know what? I have my wife. She's very nice. Her name is Christina. And, you know, like, she's very beautiful. She wears a white shirt and jeans. And she has black, brownish hair. And, you know, like, she's very nice. And actually, I think she's been here before. I think she can be, if she can talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, I never introduced them to him. It's, the reason is, like, I never let him experience the love of God. I am always speaking about them instead of guiding them to speak to her. You know what we do? That's what we do in ministry. Sorry, baby. Thank you. I love you. So that's what we do, guys. That's what we do. We talk about Jesus. We talk about God. And we want to present him. But we present him as a third person. It's a first person. And he's in us. Okay?
Good.
And another thing, the last thing about this is, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me with this one. I just got it. Yes, when we do ministry, you know, ministry is just a word that we came up with, really. Like, I like it, but really, like, what ministry is doing the will of God. So we all have a ministry. It's not like, you know what, it's Dominion Training Center, it's a ministry, I have a ministry. No, we're all our own ministry. We're all ministers of Christ. You know, like, I've been going to this school to teach the kids, and the teachers, they present me like, oh, you know what, this is Pastor Ricardo. I'm like, I'm not a pastor. What are you talking about? They're like, yeah, you're a Christian, right? Like, yeah, that's it. I'm a Christian. So what? I thought you were teaching. And like, yeah, that's what all Christians should do. We encourage one another.
That's
we
right.
Share the word of God. That's all I'm doing, is sharing the word of God and trying to grab a group of people to discuss the word of God and grow in wisdom and in understanding together into the word of God. It's simple. It is, I don't need a ministry to have permission to talk about the word of God.
That's right.
So all of us, guys, all of us, everywhere we go, everywhere we are ministers.
Amen.
Everywhere.
Praise the Lord.
2 Corinthians 5, 16 and 19 says, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." Remember what we said? We're not trying to get to the good side. We are in the good side. We are a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God. All this is because of his love, because his amazing love for us, who through Christ reconciled us to him, reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. So this is part of uniting all things through him and for him. We are here already. So what he's doing is he brought us here. What he wants us is to grab people from this side and bring them here. Amen. Because we all, every single person in the world, as long as they're breathing, they should be here. Amen. As long as they're breathing, they should be here.
Amen.
And that is Christ gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is in Christ, God reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us the message of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Father. I'm just going to close in prayer. Father, I thank you so much that your amazing love, Father God, causes us to change. Father, I thank you that you transform our hearts.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, that you make us completely new, Father. Thank you, God, that we have the opportunity to come to the Holy of Holies, Father God, to spend time with you, Father God, in prayer, in worship, Father, looking for you, Father, not looking for what you can do for us, Father,
yes,
but to seek your love, Father God, and all these things will follow, Father. You said, like, seek first the kingdom of God and my righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
Father, we know that you're a good Father, and you give us good gifts, all the things that we truly need that are good for righteousness and life, Father. I thank you, Father, that you made us new, that you make us holy, Father, that you plant us in your love, that you help us to grow and understand your love, Father. Thank you that we have the mind of Christ and that we can flow in your love, Father, not the way the world loves, but in your love, Father, having zero expectations from people. Think about this. If you had a $100 bill and you give it and you try to give it to a homeless, and if the homeless person rejects you, are you sad or are you angry? If you are sad, if you are angry that he rejected you, the motive was wrong. If you are sad because you know he needs it, then your heart is right with God. If you know that whatever you do, it is because they need it, not because you're going to get anything out of it.
Amen.
Not even feeling good about yourself. They need it.
Yeah.
We don't do ministry of feeding the homeless. We don't do ministry. We don't go out and feed the homeless because that's something that we do. We feed them because they're hungry.
Yes.
We don't give water to people because that's a nice thing to do. We give them water because they are thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I thank you that we will understand that everything we do, Father,
glory,
it is because the world needs it. And because of your love, Father God, we can fulfill those needs, Father. And we are not going to sell you, Father. We are not coming just like selling you as a business, Father. We are not coming to them like offering you as an opportunity for going, like just a ticket to go to heaven, Father. But we are offering your love, Father, so they can experience it. And you can transform their hearts. That they can see in us a clean heart. That all is looking for is to love him the way you love him, Father.
Yeah.
So I thank you, Jesus, that tonight our hearts are changed, Father.
Yeah.
That we see people, we see their needs, and we will try to fill them, Father, if you allow us to, if you call us to, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that everything that we will do is because they have a need, not because we have a need.
Amen.
You have fulfilled all of our needs, Father. In the name of Jesus, I praise your name. I glorify your name above all troubles, above all situations, above any sickness, above any disease, Father. You are Lord. And there is nothing in this room, nothing in this neighborhood, nothing in this state, nothing in this country, nothing in this world, Father, that can stand the name of Jesus.
Glory.
Father, I praise your name, and your powerful name and your powerful love will conquer all the people in this world, Father, and will unite us together in your love. Yeah. And we will love one another as much as we love you in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Father, I ask you that you bless our food. You bless our food, Father, that you keep blessing this ministry. Yeah. And just as you told me today, to dress up, yeah, not because you needed me to look different, but because we are celebrating the anniversary of the Father marrying the church.
Amen.
Father, we thank you that this is the anniversary, Father, of your wedding with this ministry.
Amen.
I praise you, Father. I honor you.
We do.
Father, we thank you for everything that you're doing here. And we thank you that you're prospering this ministry and you're bringing more people, Father God, and you are making us bolder to come and love people, Father, not to the ministry, but to love on people. And Father, we ask that every sickness and any disease that is in this room be removed by your power, Father, by your love. Father, that your love touches every single one of us, Father, every single one of our immediate needs and future needs, Father. And I ask you that you help us to see that it is you who did the work. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.